Tom is a world traveler, covers the globe, especially China, in his travels to do business. Tom, how are you?
Well, I am good today, and this is a good day for freedom, I think, not only for Americans, but all of the world. You know, Tony, we've talked about life is like a kaleidoscope, full of unpredictable yet constant change, and the announcement from our president last night reinforced that with the killing of someone who killed over 3,000 innocent men, women, and children here in our country.
What did you think when you heard the news?
Well, quite honestly, I was frightened when I first heard that the president was going to make a national security announcement at 10:30, and it kept getting pushed back. I started to fear everything from a North Korean destabilization or something bad in the Middle East, and became elated, obviously, when I heard the news that someone who, again, killed and masterminded killings not only on 9/11, but prior to that. So it's good news, but as the president said, it's not over. We have to be diligent to all threats to terrorists, whether they're international or internal to this country as well.
In your travels throughout the world, especially over to the East and to China, what's the view on terrorism there?
All people fear terrorism, whether it's, again, internally bred or coming from the outside. China, obviously, is very strict to crack down on that. A minority group that very few hear about here in the United States is a minority group, one of the 55 minority group in China called the Uyghurs. And the Uyghurs are Muslim Chinese, approximately 15 million. And they would say a tremendous persecution of them within China, and the Chinese officials would call their East movement is something that's an internal terrorist group. So they are concerned about it as much as we are here in this country.
Tom, in your travels to China, I wanted to get your take on your last visit there. We talk about that a lot, and I think what we try to bring into perspective when you and I talk is how we're in a global world. When we do business, when we talk about education, when we talk about a lot of things, we need to somewhat erase the borders, if you will, and become more global ourselves. Was your view, and did that solidify your view on that after your last trip?
Absolutely, Tony, and it kind of reinforced the governor's message last week on education, because our children in Lansing, East Lansing, DeWitt, are not just competing against the student in the desk next door to them or the next county or the next state. They truly are going to have to compete against the children in the world. And this last trip, just got back about a week ago in Taiwan and in the PRC, People's Republic of China. They're not slowing down because of the problems we're having here in America or in Michigan. They're moving boldly forward, whether that's in green energy, bullet trains, building up their infrastructure, investing in education. And, you know, if I had a magic wand, I would love that to wave it and have all of us travel abroad and to see that, you know, right there in Lansing, this isn't your father's Oldsmobile anymore. The world has changed in dramatic ways. And, you know, the China rise is coming, and we can do nothing and be swamped or learn to surf and ride that wave. And I'm glad to see that we're taking on some of the tough, tough issues here in the state. Not easy, but really are going to position us to be able to be competitive in the global economy.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, I wanted to get your take. As you traveled throughout China and Taiwan on your last trip, what's the take, what's their take on the United States? Do they see us as a superpower that is fading, or do they see us as finally starting to get their house in order?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, Tony. In some ways, I think in China, they view the situation like that old teeter-totter or seesaw that we used to play on in kids. We're going down as China is rising. But at the same time, I think that they're awestruck with a lot of the great things we do have here in this country. And one that they ask me constantly is someone who's been involved in education. They're interested in our creativity, in our innovation, our entrepreneurial spirit, and how they can try to capture that as well, because they know how to copy things. But their intent is not to become and not to stay the factory of the world. Their goal is to become the innovation nation. And that's the challenge for each and every one of us, is to make sure that we can cooperate, but we can also compete on the global stage.
Tom Watkins is Michigan's former state superintendent for public schools. He's now president and CEO of TDW and Associates, a U.S.-China business and educational consulting company. Tom, before we let you go, do you remember where you were on 9/11?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I was with the former First Lady, Michelle Engler, down in Southwest Detroit, talking about community services with Kyle Caldwell, and what we can do to engage and involve the citizens of this great state. It was a harrowing day, and we all came together and hugged each other and then tried to support our families and friends who were dealing with this tragedy that struck our country and changed the tone forever.
Thanks so much, Tom.